MDCT spokesperson Obed Gutu told a news conference at his party's Harvest House headquarters today that the opposition was very disturbed by the threats received by some of his party's legislators on their mobile phones just before President Robert Mugabe read a wrong speech yesterday to officially open the third session of Zimbabwe's 8th parliament. Gutu said his party suspected that the state was responsible for the alleged threats, adding that the MDCT has since written a letter to Mudenda expressing its dismay over the issue.
It is wholly improper and uncalled for the Speaker of Parliament to purport to muzzle the freedom of our parliamentarians in the exercise of their oversight role.
This comes after Mudenda yesterday ordered opposition lawmakers not to echo President Mugabe, who they embarrassed when he presented his State of the Nation address 3 weeks ago. Gutu told reporters that the affected legislators were now living in fear of their lives following the threats and called on Mudenda to take action.
If you look at the Constitution of Zimbabwe, the Speaker of Parliament is actually the head of Parliament. So it is actually very insulting for Advocate Jacob Mudenda, the Honorable Speaker of Parliament, to say to our individual members of Parliament, go and report to the police, because it should be his office, because Parliament is an institution. So for him to trivialize these threats and say, go and report, with respect, you are not happy, and we actually stated that in the letter.
Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Cherith Charamba said they have not yet received a complaint on the matter. But Gutu said the Speaker of Parliament should apologize and give a written guarantee that the opposition lawmakers shall not be harmed during the execution of their duties, both inside and outside the August House. The opposition said the death threats against its lawmakers were caught a chilling reminder of the deteriorating security situation in the country following the abduction and subsequent disappearance of pro-democracy activist Itai Dzamara by suspected state agents. Inside Parliament today, MDCT Chief Whip Innocent Gonese asked the Parliament to set up a special parliamentary committee to look into the threats issued to some of his party's lawmakers. However, Mudenda referred the matter to Parliament's Standing Rules and Orders Committee, which deals with such matters. In an informal street survey in Harare, several residents like Thomas Maduku told Studio 7 it is wrong to threaten lawmakers and any ordinary Zimbabwean.
I think it's bad because if it's happening to, you know, to MPs who are well known, it means for us ordinary people it could be even worse.
An independent political analyst, Marvin Mukudu, noted that democracy is now at risk in Zimbabwe.
The attack mainly on MPs represents an attack directly of the people, considering that a member of parliament represents the people who elected them to be in parliament to articulate their views and aspirations.
MDCT legislators heckled Mr. Mugabe during his State of the Nation address when he told parliamentarians that the country's economy was showing great signs of recovery. On the contrary, the opposition and some economists say the nation's economy is on a downward trend. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.